Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, Mishlei Perek Yod Chet, Pasuk Kaf Aleph. Mavet vechayim beyad lashon, ve'ohaveha yochal piryah. Death and life are in the use of the tongue, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. And now for the Hebrew walkthrough. Mavet vechayim, death and life, are beyad lashon, literally in the hand of the tongue, but we would say in the use of the tongue. Ve'ohaveha, and the ones loving it, yochal, they shall eat, piryah, of its fruit. Mavet vechayim beyad lashon, ve'ohaveha yochal piryah. Death and life are in the use of the tongue, and those who love it will eat of its fruit. And now for some commentary on this passage. Our words have consequences, and those consequences are expressed as fruit in our lives. Therefore, we read other proverbs, such as Proverbs 13, verse 3, that says, "He that keeps his mouth keeps his life, but the one who opens wide his lips shall find destruction." Yeshua also told his disciples, "Let your communication be yes, yes, no, no, for whatever is more than that comes from evil." And of course, the book of James has quite a bit to say about the topic of controlling the tongue. For example, it says, "Let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath, for the wrath of man works not the righteousness of God." That's James 1:19 and 20. Note the connection between being willing to hear and being slow to speak with wrath or anger, suggesting that when we slow down and really listen and humble ourselves and are slow to respond to others' provocations, we will not foolishly become full of wrath, which really is a form of idolatry. The upshot of this, I think, is that we often say things that we don't know what we're talking about, and this can cause confusion and implant pain or suspicion or mistrust in the hearts of other people. For example, well-meaning Christians might argue passionately for ethics and politics. However, when this happens, they may come across as sounding arrogant or brash or intolerant, especially if they don't humble themselves and listen and restrain the impulse to lash out in anger. Remember, a gentle word turns away wrath, but harsh words stir up anger. Proverbs 15 verse 1, as it also says in Proverbs 15 verse 4, "A healing tongue is a tree of life, but perverseness therein is a breach of the spirit." Our speech is to be seasoned with salt, it says in Scripture, and that means marked by grace. And often it's not so much what we say, but how we say it that matters. You can argue a point and be completely correct, and yet if your heart attitude is wrong, you're speaking untruth. So we need to be careful how we speak and how we write things down in our communications, especially when we write things down, because it's difficult to interpret what is being said sometimes in writing. Email and so on can be a source of much confusion, and we need to often talk to a person directly in order to find out what their real intent is. It's just too easy to jump to conclusions, especially if you're in a heated exchange on a forum or something. Be careful about judging other people, or God forbid, don't get into name-calling or making straw men or falsely labeling other people's positions. As you relate to people and judge them, so God will relate to you and judge you. Look at Psalm 18, verses 25 through 27. "Show mercy, extend compassion, keep your balance. If you find yourself getting stressed out, take a step back or log off. Don't needlessly antagonize people regarding their opinions. Give people some respect, allow them to have their voice, but then share your heart with them with gentleness and reverence. If you can't control your spirit, if you're like a city without a wall, then do not engage in these sorts of discussions with people. Be wise, refrain from evil, do good. As a man speaks in his heart, so is he." So may God help us restrain ourselves and keep our thoughts on Him centered on His truth and kindness, and extend that to others in the way that we communicate. After all, Yeshua warned us, "On the day of judgment, we will give account for every careless word we utter, for by our words we'll be justified, and by our words we'll be condemned." Matthew 12:36 and 37. Amen. Allow me to add just a few more comments about this verse and its application in our lives. Lashon hara, or evil speech, is really a symptom of the evil eye, called ayin hara. As it says in Scripture, evil comes to those who search for it, in Proverbs 11:27. So we have to train ourselves to use the good eye, ayin tova, and extend kaf zechut, or the hand of merit, to other people. Give the benefit of the doubt. Genuine faith is optimistic and involves hakara tova, that is, recognizing the good in others and in your life circumstances. Gamzu letova. This too is for the good. The Midrash says that God afflicted houses with sarat so that hidden treasure could be found within its walls. And the good eye looks for hidden treasure in every person and circumstance. King David said in Psalm 35, may what I prayed for happen to me. Tefilati al cheki tashuv. Literally, may it return upon my own breast. So some of our prayers are conscious words we speak to God, whereas others are unconscious expressions of our inner heart attitudes. When we harbor indifference, ill will, or unforgiveness toward others, we are really praying, and we're only hurting ourselves. It's very sobering to realize that our thoughts are essentially prayers being offered up to God at all times. When we accuse others of wrongdoing, we appeal to God as judge, but then we are also relating to God as our judge as well. When we see the good of others, we find God's favor, we find healing in life. Yeshua spoke of the good and evil treasures of the heart that produce actions that are expressed in our words. Look at Luke 6:45. An old Midrash says that if someone speaks well of another, the angels above will then speak well of him before the Holy One. So may it please the Lord to help us each be entirely mindful of the power and sanctity of our words. May it please God to help us use our words for the purpose of strengthening and upbuilding other people. And may God help us take every thought captive to the obedience of our Messiah, thereby enabling us to always behold and express the truth of God's unfailing love. Amen. This is John Parsons with Hebrew for Christians, wishing you Hatzlacha, good success in your study of Lashon HaKodesh, the holy tongue of Biblical Hebrew, Lichvod Yeshua Meshikenu, for the glory of Jesus our Messiah. Blessed be He. Shalom, shalom.